Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Doing the Three Things Diligently, by Falun Dafa practitioner Mei Qiang in Shandong Province, China.
Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am a 41-year-old Falun Dafa practitioner. I began to practice Falun Dafa in the spring of 1999 and started to clarify the truth about Dafa as soon as the persecution started. At first, we mainly distributed brochures. Initially, I was very nervous when distributing informational materials. There were a lot of evil factors in other dimensions at that time, and I was quite fearful. When I distributed flyers at night, even though I continued to send forth righteous thoughts, I still got very tense. If I saw someone, I hid. Some villages had security guards on duty at night, and when they saw me, I started running. They didn't know who I was, so they chased me. But no matter how difficult it was, I still distributed the Dafa materials. Master gave me hints and encouraged me in my dreams many times. One time, I distributed flyers throughout an entire village at night. Afterward, I saw the same village in a dream. It was just before dawn, and the sky was transparent just before the sunshine broke through. I was very encouraged and gained more confidence. My son was very young back then. I often had to carry him as I distributed the brochures. He saw me putting flyers on doors over and over, so he would also put the flyers on the doors with his little hands. Sometimes I had to go upstairs. I would tell him to wait by the entrance or on the second floor. He always listened and quietly waited for me. At times when I got lazy and let up, Master showed me in my dreams scenes of people being eliminated. Sometimes it was a huge volcanic eruption with large rocks falling from the sky. People were holding their heads and screaming as they ran. There were dead bodies everywhere. Sometimes it was a great tsunami or a flow of debris. It was terrifying. In those dreams, I yelled for people to recite, Falun Dafa is good. Quickly quit the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Cooperating with fellow practitioners when clarifying the truth. Master said, quote, all sentient beings are waiting to be saved, and I can tell you something certain. If Dafa disciples don't act to save them, those people, no matter in what corner of the world they may be, will have no hope unless you go to save them. End quote. Fa teaching given at the NTD TV meeting. Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 9. Practitioner Xuan, an alias, and I were telling people the facts about Dafa in nearby rural areas in 2012. We rode our motorcycles to areas where people often gathered in small groups to play cards or to enjoy the sunshine in the afternoon. We told them that we had great books for them to read and talked about Dafa while handing them out. Most seemed glad to take them. In the winter, we had calendars with information about Falun Dafa, and they all wanted one. I passed out the materials while Xuan talked to them and asked them to quit the CCP. Many agreed to quit. Once they understood the truth, they were really grateful. They gave us apples and sweet potatoes and asked us to eat with them and even offered us money. Seeing these precious sentient beings, I then understood why Master repeatedly emphasizes the urgency to save them and why Master prolonged Fa rectification again and again. Of course, we also encountered people who wouldn't take what we offered them. They cursed at us, or even threatened to report us. They had been too deeply poisoned by the CCP's slanderous propaganda, and we just felt very sorry for them. Juan is very selfless, and she has no fear. One day, several of us drove to a rural area in a car, and then spread out to distribute materials and clarify the facts face to face. When Juan and I met back at the car, we thought we saw a local villager taking pictures of our license plate. The practitioner who drove got nervous and asked us to call the other practitioners who had not yet come back to hurry up. But John said, "We don't need to leave. Let me talk to him." She walked over to him and said, "Sir, did you just take a picture of our plate? We came to save people here and to bring good fortune. We are here doing good things. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, teaches everyone to improve. But Jiang Zemin, the former CCP leader, decided to persecute it. Heaven will not allow this to continue much longer. People who understand the truth will be saved, and those who refuse the truth will be eliminated. I know you live here." The man was very nervous and said, "No, no, I didn't take a picture." He even opened his phone to show her. Juan again warned him, "I know who you are. If something happens to us, I know where to find you." He again emphasized that he didn't take any photos. We were all relieved. Another practitioner and I often went together to clarify the truth. I really admired her as she was always selfless and calm when talking about Dafa. When she encountered people, she said, "Let me give you a great book to read. You will then know the facts about the persecution of Falun Dafa. You should quit the CCP, and that will keep you safe." She was always so candid and sincere, and she was truly happy when they were saved. As I clarified the truth more during the daytime and encountered more situations, I no longer felt uncomfortable about approaching people, and I felt much less nervous. Especially in recent years, as the progress of Fa rectification is advancing, there have been fewer and fewer evil factors, and I clearly felt a lot less stressed out. Now I'm able to ride my electric bike and talk to people by myself. It is a very happy feeling, almost as if I'm roaming like the monks in the past. At times, I initially felt some pressure because I had so many materials with me, but I often ended up running out. Seeing people ask for materials and show their support and appreciation for Dafa, I felt like the happiest person in the world. Sometimes, as I rode past people on the street, I turned around and went back to them because I didn't want to leave anyone behind. When I saw very poor people who were picking things out of trash cans or wearing dirty clothes, I remembered what Master told us. Quote, "You might discover that a garbage collector, if you looked back at his previous lives, was formerly a massive god in the cosmos who, under the illusion here and in the course of his reincarnations, has become completely lost, lost to the point that he remembers nothing. The illusion is such that many beings, in the course of reincarnating, are resentful about their lots in life and know nothing about the mission that brought them here." End quote. What is a Dafa disciple? Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 11. I told myself that I cannot think differently about them, and they should have the same opportunity. So I talked to them about Dafa. Because we've been distributing materials for so many years, it is often very easy nowadays to ask people to quit the CCP. Many people have already read the information and already know the truth about the persecution. They often agree to quit the CCP after a short conversation. I typically then tell them to remember that Falun Dafa is good. For those who don't want to quit, I give them some booklets so they can learn more about it and possibly have another opportunity in the future. Master said, quote, "I think that at the tourist sites, you should not take quitting the party or the young pioneers or the three withdrawals itself as your goal. Remember, everyone, you are to have clarifying the truth and saving people as your goal. End quote. Fa teaching at the 2016 New York Fa Conference, Team Blue Translation. Righteous thoughts eliminate the evil's attempt to persecute me in a brainwashing center. I was reported for talking to people about DAFA. The police arrested me and took me to the station. I remembered that Master said, quote, no matter what the situation, do not cooperate with the evil's demands, orders, or what it instigates. End quote. DAFA disciples' righteous thoughts are powerful. Essentials for further advancement, too. When the police told me to sit in an iron chair, I refused and sat on the floor to send forth righteous thoughts. I refused to sign their documents after they questioned me. When they forced me to go to a hospital for a physical, I yelled to everyone there, Falun Dafa is good. The CCP is persecuting Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa only teaches people to be good. That night, I was taken to a brainwashing center held at the CCP school. The 610 office personnel took turns trying to transform me by threatening me with my family. When I almost couldn't take it anymore, Master's Fa appeared in my mind and really helped. Master said, quote, now when these DAFA disciples are arrested in the evil's persecution, it's not easy anymore, like it was back then, to do that absurd so-called transformation of them. End quote. Teaching the Fa at the 2002 Fa Conference in Philadelphia, USA. Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 2. In the past, on my birthday, I made a vow to Master. Master, I will not transform, even if I die. Then a thought appeared in my mind. I won't let you die. I suddenly realized, Master won't let me die. DAFA disciples don't need to die to show their firm belief in DAFA. So I felt at ease, and I just kept explaining the facts to the officers and everyone else when they tried to transform me. A female police officer called me into a room by myself. She said, just say you won't practice it anymore, and then you will be able to go home. Why suffer here? I said to her, nowadays, the moral standards in society are getting worse and worse. People no longer have self-restraint and are doing all kinds of bad things. My husband works in another city, and if I didn't practice Falun Dafa, I would have gone out with someone else a long time ago. I also told her about the many experiences I had while practicing Dafa. She was quiet and no longer asked me to transform. With the help of my family and fellow practitioners, I was released in 6 days. Later on, I learned that the brainwashing center extorted 6,000 yuan and 2 packs of cigarettes from my family. Distributing truth clarification materials in residential areas. Master said, quote, clarifying the facts and saving sentient beings are what you need to accomplish. There is nothing else for you to accomplish. There is nothing else in this world that you need to accomplish. Those are the things that you need to work toward, and yet some people no longer pay much attention to even their own cultivation and have instead made a priority of ordinary things. Haven't you strayed from the path of DAFA disciples' cultivation then? End quote. Fa teaching given at the 2015 New York Fa Conference. For over a decade, I haven't looked for a job. It's not that I'm lazy or that I don't have the ability. I've just felt that time is so precious during the Fa rectification, and I don't want to spend time making money. I think that I have enough to live on, and that is good enough. With help from fellow practitioners, I was able to begin producing truth clarification materials in 2014. It has been much more convenient for me. I spend several days of the week distributing materials in residential buildings in the city while still going to the rural areas the remainder of the week. It has been 20 years since the persecution started, yet many people who live in these residential buildings only received our materials once every few years. The outside doors on some buildings are locked all the time, and the people who live there don't ever get to see our flyers. And at the same time, the CCP's slanderous propaganda is poisoning them every day. I decided to cover every residential building at least once. I used a notebook to record which ones I visited. If a building was locked, I just checked it again the next time I passed by. I had to try some doors a dozen times before I was able to get in. I feel that as long as we do things with our hearts, Master will help us. Looking back, I'm really thankful for the years of working together with other practitioners to clarify the truth to people face to face. It really helped me to calmly face all the situations I now do by myself. For example, when I was delivering inside a building and someone opened the door just as I was about to leave my brochure, I could hand it to the person and then talk to them according to how much they knew about Falun Dafa and the persecution. I spoke to them longer if they had the time, and sometimes they ended up quitting the CCP. There was a period of time when Master encouraged me. In my dreams, someone often complimented me for pulling out the weeds so thoroughly. After several years, I was able to cover a dozen residential districts. Fellow practitioners near me also started to do the same, and they also used notebooks to ensure that they didn't leave anyone behind. I feel that this is a good method because, in the past, we often ended up unknowingly delivering to the same building multiple times while missing others over and over. There's not much time left in fall rectification or for us to save people. In the future, I'll do my best to continue to look inside, cultivate well, and save sentient beings.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.